from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day. It is Friday.
Yes.
As Jess from Mix 106 walked by with her arms up in the air like she was at a party.
She don't care?
Yeah, screaming, it's Friday, we made it. We made it.
I told her the other day, I went in her studio just out of nowhere. I said, I don't know if I've ever told you this. You're a pleasure to have around here because there was such a bad mood and you're always cheery, always smiling. She almost started to cry.
Yeah, they'll do that to her. She cries quickly.
Yeah.
You ever watch her on IG?
No.
Oh, she'll have Instagram post where she's crying. That's her thing.
Oh, really?
People know her as the crier.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my daughter told me all about it. She'll cry quickly.
But she is fun to have around. It's, you know, not a lot of positivity at 5:30 in the morning here.
Yeah, I know. You walk a little gingerly.
Today. Gingerly? This better work. I can't continue like this. Anyway.
I had to get me a nap before I came in today.
I know.
It was a rough night.
I know.
I had things I had to do last night. Rough. Yeah, Ed woke me up. You know, you knocked aggressively on my window.
Did I?
Then you backed up. Like, oh, come on.
It's not just a habit.
It's the warranty.
It's just a habit.
Knock, knock, guys, man.
It's just a habit. It's just, you look like you were, I mean, dead asleep.
So I was.
Bang,
I was,
and
was
step back.
Done.
Who knows what's going to happen here?
I was done, nub. Oh, yeah, that's that. But no, I'm good. I'm good. How'd you enjoy your Thursday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
But not fantastic, really?
Yeah, I mean, I had to go for my pre-operation physical. I just had a physical a month ago. I went with another physical. Same doctor, same physical. But they want it within a certain time. So I had to go for a second one. Just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Then I watched the Oriole game at night.
Yeah, it was a good game, good crowd, man, last night. Man, I mean, that was a good crowd. And you say that, people, well, it must have been Boston crowd. They sound real loud on television. That was an orange crowd last night.
Yeah, it didn't look like a Boston
crowd. It was not a Boston crowd. It's just people being people. 25,445 strong there. Strong Oriole crowd last night as they beat the Boston Red Sox 5-1. It's 2 games in a row now. They've given up 1 run, the Orioles pitching staff. Then we'll talk a little bit more Orioles baseball soon. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Doesn't it look weird, Twins doing the game, broadcasting the game over here? The Patriots game, they had the Twins.
Oh, DBs make it. I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, we're on the left screen there. Football, preseason football. I watched a little bit of it last night, this game right here. You notice it's like not a lot of scoring in preseason football.
What?
Not a lot of scoring in preseason.
No.
Maybe not a lot of skill. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't think that's your act together yet. And it's like, you know, these are not your best players.
It was 14-13 last night, Eagles, Patriots. I think that was the first preseason game of the week. And no really good matchups because, like you said, you can't really go matchup. I want to see these two teams. Why? Who's playing? You really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, if you look at the games that are scheduled, it's one thing that, you know, of course you want to see maybe watch the Ravens, Falcons, get a look at somebody. But, I mean, if you want to, you know, if you have some time in your home and, you know, the Orioles aren't on, I mean, you're going to, like, I don't know, turn on the Jets at the Panthers or something?
I know what I'm going to tell you. So I went yesterday, went to a store. Where was I? I wanted to grab something to eat before I went to the game. And in the middle of the day sometimes, you know, the smaller bars or restaurants or whatever, they'll have the soap operas on.
Oh, really?
And it's because there's no games right on. Man, these soap operas now are rated R.
Oh, really? I never watched soap operas.
It was, yeah. I'm looking up. I'm like, what movie is this? She said, it was one of the old traditional ones.
Can't Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I think
old
it was.
And beautiful. I mean,
dude, I'm like, I said, regular TV? She said, yeah, it's, hey.
You know what's?
It's risque.
I'm sure it is.
It's very risque.
I used to find it funny. Like, these things are on because since I was a boy, because I remember my grandmother watching her programs, as she called them. Right. I got to watch my program. And it was these things. Same shows, different people, obviously, but the same title, same shows.
Yeah.
So it's wild.
Someone I know watches it on streaming. And you know how when you watch a show, it'll tell you what season, what episode? Yeah. One of them had season 60.
Really?
Yeah. It's like season 60 or something, man. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. And it's been on for a long time. But yeah, this one was like, I got to imagine because back when we were growing up, soap operas were ahead of the time. Then they had stories on there that regular TV shows didn't have. So I guess nowadays, 2024, it's got to keep going, keep pushing the envelope. But it was pushing the envelope with daytime television. I'm like, man, this is. And she wasn't bad looking. Wasn't bad looking at all. Don't really have too many ugly people on soap operas.
Yeah, there's not too many ugly people on television, period.
True. Guess that is a criteria. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lots of people at the game yet last night. Big listeners of the show, loving the show. Wanted to take some selfies and asking about the insides and outsides of the show. You know, it was fun. Fun to be loved, you know.
It's better than the opposite.
Why are you looking with that S-Eaton grin on your face?
Because I didn't want to bring this up, but Jeremy's not here, so who cares? I like that shirt you had on last night. The button-up shirt.
The button-up, the Columbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of comments on that one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, my buddy's like, my buddy asked me, he said, do you ever wear the same shirt twice?
I don't have to.
He said, I never saw that one. I said, I thought I wore that one before, though. I do. I didn't take a tag off.
I didn't see it.
I didn't take a tag off of it. I thought I wore it. Yeah, that shirt is very comfortable. I have a beige one like it, too.
It's nice.
Yeah,
I did like it.
I did on purpose. Since Palmer made such a big deal of wearing black, if you notice, I wore black, but a different black than his black. And he made a point in the post game show to bring it up.
We should replay some of his stuff. I wish we could. He was so funny.
He's awesome.
He was just he was vintage Palmer.
Chris in Parkville wants to weigh in on soap operas. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you, too.
Great show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
I wouldn't expect anything less. You always wake me up, man. You're like my coffee. But when you were just talking about soaps a couple minutes ago in the 60th season, to me, like, the modern-day soap is, like, reality TV shows like the Kardashians and such. It's just all drama and makeup and hair.
Probably so. Yeah, because like soap operas, I don't like those shows either.
Yeah. You and yours have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Hey, did you, I did don't see one thing. Did you see where five people charged with the Matthew Perry's death?
Oh, that's Commissioners Baltimore today. There's a lot
there. Drug dealer, the doctors.
You got to see what they were doing. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Wow. Because they actually retrieved their, I guess, the deleted text messages and stuff. So this is something.
That's a shame, man. That's
whoo, how Michael Jackson went.
Yeah, the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. It is terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that. We're going to talk some Ravens at 6:30. Wiggins returns to practice. What should the Ravens do for the rest of the preseason? But on the other side, Gunner homers again, so to said. But the big story, that man on the mound. What does Zach Eflin meant to this baseball team after the trade? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
6:17 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Birds win last night 5-1. They're now 22 games over 500 at 72-50. They now own a 6-1 record against the Boston Red Sox this year.
Yeah.
They scored 45 runs in the 6 wins.
Wow.
45 runs. Last night was the least amount of runs they scored in a win against the Red Sox, I believe, all year.
Yeah. I was at the first one. That was
I'm in Boston.
Their home opener.
Yep. Yeah. And they destroyed him. Yeah. But the story last night to me, it was Zach Eflin. He goes 6 innings, giving up 1 earned run on 5 hits, striking out 8, walking none. And the home run that he gave up to Abreu, it was funny because I thought it was a great pitch by him, and Abreu just went down and got it.
He got it. Yeah.
So after the game, in the post game shows that in the little scrum when the media guys are down there, Rockabacco said, the ball you pitched, it was a good pitch, it was low. And Eflin said, he destroyed it. Something to that effect. Oh, he hit it good. He it was a shot.
So impressive with this guy. I mean, I liked him when he wasn't here. Always thought he was a good pitcher. He's been such a welcome addition, especially with everything going on. And what always impressed me was his control.
Yeah.
He's pitched this year, right? 135 and a third. He's walked 15 batters. 135 innings, he's walked 15 batters.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Incredible.
Hit your way on. You want to hit me? Hit me.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving you anything.
Yeah.
And he just, and I agree with you. He just has that bulldog mentality. He only threw 87 pitches last night. Brandon Hyde was asked about whether he considered putting him back out in the seventh inning. And Hyde said, you don't want to go him to go out there and he's going to throw 12, 13 more pitches. And now you put your bullpen in with traffic going. And he said, you don't want to do that. And I thought it was interesting because I've been saying to you all year, I don't like bringing in that bullpen with traffic on. And Hyde said it. He said, you know, it was traffic. Then he went back and said it was traffic anyway, like he was almost disgusted with it. But, he didn't. You don't want to put traffic on and bring that bullpen in. So he just let Soto start a clean inning. And he came in with a can of gasoline, though. Man, that guy.
That guy.
Hit a batter.
That was his first batter.
Balk.
Same batter.
Give up another hit.
Yeah. He balked the one he hit over.
I mean, we were very fortunate that ball with a base hit with a runner on second was hit so solidly to left field because that'd been another run.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have looked up, it'd have been 3-2. And that's a different ball game. Completely different ball game. But, Orioles were able to get out of that because they brought Burt Smith in the game, and Burt Smith got the ground ball double play, the 6-4-3 double play. But, the bullpen for the most part last night was pretty good too, with the exception of Soto. I don't want to read anything into it, but when Hyde came in to get Soto, as he was waiting for Burt Smith, he had a look like a disgust on his face. Did you see it, Ben? He looked like he was really just like...
He looked furious.
Like he wanted to say, you had one effing job.
Oh, you mean Hyde?
Yes.
Oh, clearly. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it looked like he was saying, you had one effing job.
Yeah, they caught that right away. As soon as his face just went like that.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Like...
You get a batter, you balk, you give up another hit. Now here we go, up 3-1. This dude,
ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. But Burst came in, gets the ground ball double play. Cino Flores comes in. He walks a batter, but he gets through that in 16 pitches. And Cano finishes out the game on just 11 pitches. That's how you want to get out of that inning. Although he did give a base hit as well. The bullpen still not what you want it to be, but you should start to feel a little comfortable knowing that you have. Yeah, of course you have Burns. You had him all year. You have Eflin. And right now the wild card is if you get some form of consistency with Dean Kramer. Any form of consistency with him, then that's your wild card.
Yeah, that would be key. I guess as you always like to ask people, what's the X factor? That's the X factor.
Yeah.
If he could just develop a little consistency.
Because Albert Suarez has been consistent.
It's been good. I mean, people dog Suarez. He's a big part of their success this year, if you look at it. Like, the guy really came through. It's like, all right, you got to start in 30 minutes. Okay. You got to go to the bullpen. Okay. Whatever you want. I got it. I like that guy. I really do.
That's the advantage of having a guy that hadn't been in the majors for 6 years, though.
It's 100%. Humility breeds, makes you a different person, man.
MLB minimum wage and per diem is pretty good.
Yes.
Yep. Pretty, pretty good. And he is living the life right now of getting it done for the Baltimore Orioles. Hitting-wise, Kowser with two hits last night, drove in a run. Ryan Mountcastle came off the bench to pinch hit for Ron O'Hearn.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a ball that he hit back up the middle for an RBI single that was loud.
It was.
He squared
that was a rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a rocket.
He's really turned into a good hitter.
Yep.
I mean, I talked to him about it before. He went from being this guy trying to hit home runs all the time to just now being a guy that takes what you give him.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that about him.
I'm telling you, that wasn't a loud hit. Wasn't a loud out. He just scorched that thing. It was nice to see. And it's nice in the clutch, too. And they're a good pinch hitting team.
They are.
They really
which
are.
Which is crazy. The two home runs hit last night were lasers. I mean, it was just like the ball looked like it was hovering, especially the one that Cedric hit. As soon as the ball hit the top of the wall, I'm yelling, "That's a home run!" And finally, they gave him the home run. But you know, just two line drives. The team is stuck. It looks like to me, and maybe I don't want to be too premature with it, Ed, but it looks like to me they're starting to come around now.
Who is it?
The Orioles. Yeah, it's starting to come around now. Look like the team that we saw back in June, back on that tough stretch when they were beating up really good teams. It's starting to look like that team again.
Yeah, totally, I agree. I mean, this is what you've been waiting for. You know they've got the talent. That we know that. It's just a matter of, you know, seeing it on the field. And now you finally are. And, you know, think about, again, I'll tell you, the one person they really need to lock up long term is Mike Elias, man.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The more you think about it, because, you know, everybody was kind of, I don't know if they're excited, not excited. I was excited about getting Eflin.
That was the one pick I was excited for.
That's the one I liked. I mean, that's the only one I really say. That's a good pick. And then, you know, people are like, really? Then, you know, Grayson goes down. Now you're happy you have Eflin? It's like, this guy's a true major league pitcher. This is, you know, he's good.
And he's going to be around again next year.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We go barbershop topic early today at 6:45, but on the other side, Nate Wiggins returns to practice. But my question to you, Ed, and the other, and the listeners, should the Ravens keep him out of games until the regular season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Ravens dodged a bullet. Because when I saw Nate Wiggins lead the game against the Philadelphia Eagles, and Ed, you've seen it before, when a player has that arm locked to his side and he's not moving it, and he's walking, you know, on the side with it, like leaning to the side, you think the worst.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
And that's the walk that Wiggins had as he left the field. I'm thinking, man, this kid is a baller.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes earlier, I'm thinking, this kid is a baller. Now, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, man, we may have lost a baller. The reports are he's returned to practice. He shouldn't play the next two preseason games. But my advice would be, Ed, I would shut him down altogether. Maybe some drills on the side just to stay fresh. I would keep him away from drills altogether and get him ready for regular season.
I do. I agree. You don't want to lose him because, you know, you heard a lot coming out of college about him. He's the number one pick. But then, you know, talking to people that watched him all camp, to say he's the real deal. Like, he's a great cover corner. So I don't want to lose this guy. You don't want to just waste him, you know, on a meaningless preseason game if you don't have to. So I'd like to see him, you know, just get healthy.
And let me ask you, Ben is sitting in for Joe. Ben, Wiggins, he's important. Would you like to see him just do nothing until the regular season, other than the regular side work?
I'm fine with him getting live reps of practice. No tackling, but coverage
yeah.
stop. I'm
fine with that. Okay, all right. So you're fine with it. I'm fine with it. Ed's fine with it. Ed, let me tell you a little story. On my mom's side of the family, most of the men, mid, late 50s, going into their 60s, have to give up certain things in their diet because of health issues. Pork is one of them because of the things that pork causes. That's why I gave it up in my late 40s, or early 50s. I gave it up. All right. So because my thing is, if that's one of the things that's causing some of these health issues and you know it, why do you partake of it? Okay, so if we're saying that live tackling in game-like situations is causing these guys to get injured, and you're okay with Nate Wiggins not doing it anymore, and you're saying you think he'll be ready for the regular season to compete, so why do we do it in the first place?
What?
Well, if the solution, if the answer is always when a guy gets hurt in the preseason, the answer is always. He'll be ready when the regular season starts.
Right.
So why are you doing this in the first place? Yes, I'm beating this dead horse. Yes, I'm beating it. It's not dead yet because it's still around.
It's still around. And if it's so important, why are you willing to eliminate games every time you add a game? You went from four, now we have three. They're going to go down to two. How about you go down to zero? How about that?
The preseason was so important to Nate Wiggins there because he's a rookie. He goes out and gets hurt against the Eagles. Now everybody said, well, let him sit. He'll be ready for the regular season. I thought it was so important for him. He's a rookie.
And look, you see him every day at practice. You see him in live drills. You can see him in joint practices against other, you know, NFL teams. That's not enough to make an assessment.
Let's keep these guys safe, man. We talk about Thursday night football as a hazard to player safety. You know, playing short weeks is a hazard to player safety. This and that, play, add more games. Preseason is a hazard to player safety, and it's the only thing of the things that we mentioned that doesn't count and is unnecessary.
Yes. Yeah. Look, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't quite get it. You know, they don't do it at the high school level. They don't do it at the college level. Why are you doing it at the NFL level? Yeah, I understand it's different. This is the big, you know, the big boys here, but I don't get it. Especially, you know, hypothetically, this is not what happened in this case. But you have a cornerback like this. You have a really promising cornerback. You want to get a look at him, but he's in a preseason game. He's playing against guys that are trying to make a spot for themselves. Maybe get on the, you know, on the special teams so they can actually, you know, be on the roster. Somebody takes a particularly aggressive block because they want to show that they can block too and they can play.
Not dirty,
but he gets hurt because the guy just overdid it a little bit. You know, hit him where he shouldn't hit him, whatever it may be. Didn't have a chance to try to hurt him, but he does hurt him. Like, why? Because you're going to have this. You're going to have very unbalanced talent. You're going to have somebody who's clearly going to be on the team. Nobody cuts first round draft picks. He's going to be on the team. So, you know, and then you got this guy over here, you know, who may be an undrafted free agent. He may have been the seventh round, whatever it may be. And he's trying desperately to make the team. I just don't like the calculus here.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with you. I agree. But you know one thing? I'm going to say this right now. And I know he listens to the show a lot. He gets up early to work out, and I hope he's listening right now. Eric DaCosta, I hate you. I hate you.
Why?
There are two guys that I'm looking forward to seeing on this defense this year. Mm-hmm. I'm looking very much forward to seeing on this defense this year. And they're both from Clemson. I hate you.
Right, Wiggins from Clemson. Yeah.
I hate you right now. Wiggins. Now linebacker.
You know what you just did to yourself. There. Simpson, what? Somebody's gonna take that bit out of context and say, I heard on the Big Bad Morning Show, Rob Long hates Eric DaCosta.
And Eric DaCosta would laugh at it. Yeah, he'd laugh at it. Come on, stop it. Honestly, man, it's like the two new guys, and I know both of them aren't rookies, but the two new players that I'm looking forward to the most on this defense are both Clemson guys. You know how tough that is for me right now? It's tough, man.
That's true.
I'm looking forward to seeing Trenton Simpson. I believe in Trenton Simpson. I was looking forward to seeing him last year.
Children are our future. Yeah, I do too. I mean, I like Simpson a lot.
And then Nate Wiggins. I'm excited to see these two dudes and look up like, man, you're they're Clemson guys, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You really draft both of these guys?
It happens when you have a good team. You got to get a lot of
them. I don't see these South Carolina guys on the team. I see these wrong USC guys.
You had a South Carolina guy.
Nelson Aguilar. He's from the wrong USC.
Yeah, he's gone. Well, I meant the Clowney.
Yeah. Andrew Voorhees. You're from the wrong USC. The real USC. The right USC is University of South Carolina, not Southern California.
You're a South Carolina fan?
Big time. He's a ticket holder since 1994.
Sorry to hear that.
Wow, who are you like?
Terps. Me.
Terps?
Yeah. Oh, you know, there's a little rivalry, right?
No one, they're not a rivalry.
Yeah, it is, because we've been smoking them recruiting. That's been the big thing.
No, but are you a Terps football fan?
Terps football, basketball.
I'm a Terps basketball fan. I am. But
South Carolina had a good basketball year last year.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Football. And like Maryland football, when I left here in 93... to move down South Carolina, like I was never a Maryland football fan. I only like it now because I like the coach.
Lox has the program.
I just like Loxley. That's the only thing I like about the Terps football team now is I love Loxley.
Yeah, I like Loxley a lot.
Other than that,
Beamer doesn't have it.
Guys. I didn't like, and I know they're not in there now. I didn't like ACC football. I never liked it. I never liked ACC football. I used to like Florida State. Then they moved to the ACC, and it took them a gazillion years to finally lose a game in the ACC. I wasn't an ACC college football fan. I wasn't. I liked the game of college football. Moved down south, and my uncle asked me, he said USC. USC or Clemson? Like, USC? What does Trojans have to do? No, University of South Carolina or Clemson. I said, it doesn't matter to me. He said, around here it matters. I said, who do you like? He said, USC. I said, I'll do USC. And then the next year, I bought season tickets, which was 94. Had them ever since. I've been bumped up twice.
Apparently, Costa likes Clemson. Because it's three guys. Trayvon Mullins from Clemson, Clemson too.
Ain't looking forward to him. And what about him?
Lamar's cousin.
I know. Ain't my cousin. Is this big cousin or little cousin, Ed?
Little cousin.
Little cousin. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. We got to explain that because we say that a lot. We never explained that. Big cousin or little cousin. Why do you make a big deal out of that?
Because.
You can say it.
I am going to say it. It's like your peeps.
Uh-huh.
No matter the cousin.
Black people.
The cousin could be, 53 years old and 6'4", in my little cousin.
Because he's younger than you. Because I'm 55 years old.
Right, exactly.
And 5'11".
Yes.
It's just my big cousin, my little cousin.
Yes.
And I have several cousins younger than me that are taller than me. They're my little cousins. It's all good. 410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 7:15. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday. You know you have a shovel to give. But on the other side, Isaiah Likely talked about how his relationship with Lamar has led to his monster cam. Does having a good relationship with Lamar make you believe Likely will be more productive this year? It's our barbershop topic of the day right here on The Fan.
Vets that came up to talk to me when I got drafted. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't from a standpoint of, really just coaching me or critiquing me on something I did. It was like that big brother aspect. I was in the locker room. He just hit me upside the head. I was like, what's up, Rook? And then I felt like that was just, a connection we made over time. And now, whether good or bad play, L's always going to critique me. And that's one thing, I embrace that he does every time. Mm-hmm. Because, you're always going to be at the highest of highs when you have a one-handed catch, when you get a touchdown. But L's always going to critique you on saying either lock in or you got more to give.
That's Isaiah Likely talking about his relationship with Lamar Jackson. Ed, would you agree that relationships between a quarterback and a receiver are important?
Vitally. Absolutely important.
The receivers that have a better relationship with the quarterbacks are probably the receivers that are more productive. Am I right?
Yeah, because you're going to be targeted more because you have a better relationship with them and they trust them. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm concerned about
Bateman.
Because it seems like he and Lamar just never seem to click, and then he complains he's not getting targeted, then he drops the next pass, and then it just becomes a cycle where, well, see, told you, that's why I don't throw to you.
Mess with that dude. That's what he probably thinks. Yeah. That's why I don't mess with that dude.
Yeah,
and I think when Isaiah Likely, when he's talking about a relationship with Lamar Jackson, it makes me feel a little bit better that maybe the productivity will increase or get the targets will increase for the upcoming season. And I was talking to Ben, which I agree, because even fans are either or. You hear fans saying more and more, well, if Isaiah Likely is that good, you think they'll trade Mark Andrews? Why can't we have both?
Yeah,
why can't we have both?
Why is always mutually exclusive?
What is wrong with your lives that you can't do both?
Either or.
It's got to be either or.
Always.
Do both.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It's a big thing. In the interview, they also ask about, obviously it's different, but Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. Do you remember how good and dominant they were with the Patriots?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes. Until Hernandez had to mess it up. let's just say that.
That was some story.
He had to, oh my God, that cat had so many layers to it, didn't he?
Wow.
That was almost like unbelievable.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's like, really? You guys never found this out? Like, wow.
How about Florida never found it?
That's what I'm talking about.
How about those guys that was on that roster?
Yeah.
Tim Tebow's leadership just got bigger and bigger. Every time, every layer, every time we peel the onion, Tim Tebow got bigger and better leader. But, getting back to this kid Likely, and I think, and maybe I'm reaching, I think Isaiah Likely has superstar potential. I think he has.
He's having a great camp.
I think he has like unicorn tight end type potential. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
And I don't think, and when I say that, I don't say that at the expense of Mark Andrews. I think you have him, Mark Andrews, and Zay Flowers, and you figure out how to include Bateman in that. Man.
Yeah.
If you can, if John Harbaugh could just open your hands, Harbaugh, let it go. Just let it go. And let these guys do what these guys do.
Yeah. Hey, look, I like Aguilar. I think he was a real steady performer for the team. I think we forget about him. He was a clutch guy.
I don't forget about him, Aaron, but I believe if they use Bateman the way they should use Bateman, Aguilar will be forgotten.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what, you know, how this unfolds in the season. And then, you know, you got all those guys. And then you got Derrick Henry. Oh, and by the way, the reigning MVP. This should be there's no reason this shouldn't be an incredible offense.
But my question to you and to the listeners, with this whole newfound relationship, with which Isaiah Likely said started his rookie year with Lamar Jackson, Ed, do you believe that Isaiah Likely, because of this relationship, will have a more productive season in 2024?
Yeah. I think that matters, and it does, yeah.
That made you feel good. That gave you some hope.
Yes.
How important is his productivity in 2024?
It's very important. It's got to open up his offense. I think, you know, if he has a good year, whenever one guy is really becomes prominent, or he develops into who you thought he would be, or he surprises people, it just makes everybody else better, because now you can't account for everybody.
Right.
You can't put your number one corner on everybody. You got to figure out who's going to cover who here.
Yeah.
So it really just makes people better. And it's the same thing, you know, with the, now you got the receiving core. You got tight ends create matchup problems for anybody. Now you've got two that are really good. And then you got, you know, the backfield. You got two that are best in the game, pretty much. There's a lot of people to account for now. So it's like it really is going to be, I think, a nightmare for defensive coordinators to try to figure out what to do with this Ravens offense. What?
I think it can be a nightmare, but my faith is not super high.
No, I know.
In making it a nightmare.
But you can't deny the talent, though.
Hear me out. You're talking about all these people you have. You have a first-round draft pick wide receiver who you're struggling to find a role for in Bateman. That's how talented this crew is. If you start going pecking order, you start knocking a first-round draft pick down in the pecking order, not because he's not good, just because the other guys are so good. That's how much talent is on his offense.
Yeah.
But if you ask me, do I have faith in them actually using the talent? No, I don't. And I don't. Until it happens. Now, when and if it happens, I will be cheering as loudly as anybody, if not louder, because that means I am finally having a productive, balanced offense. And I'm tired of this, you got to run the ball as much as you throw the ball. Says who? Why? Why do you?
Why do you, right? Why
if I'm that? Picking up chunk yards in the air, let me keep picking up chunk yards in the air and keep this team backpedaling. And then I'll run to not get to blow you off the line of scrimmage just to toy with you. I'll do that. But it's just like, you've got to have some explosive plays that aren't always running plays. And it seems like around here, if the explosive plays aren't running plays, we're not happy. Throw the damn football. Welcome to 2024 the National Football League. Throw the ball. He's open. Throw the ball. But we don't do it.
Yeah.
And you got this guy, Isaiah Likely, who I said to you before, I think he has unicorn potential, man, in terms of tight ends in the National Football League. I think he could be a freak of a tight end. When I look at him, I see, you know, something along the lines of Antonio Gates, you know, basketball player types who just can't be guarded. I can see that in Isaiah Likely. I can. So my question to you, Baltimore and surrounding areas, with this newfound relationship or this growing relationship that Likely has with Lamar Jackson, do you have confidence that it'll be more productivity for the tight end? 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed and Rob, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.